Wouldn't it be possible for me to take the day off this Friday? I think we need to buy a new copier. Yes, of course. You did say next Tuesday at 2 p.m., didn't you? I had a feeling he was in favor of the plan. Could you tell me about him? Bill, could you help me move this table? How's your schedule today?
I have a tight schedule.
Do you want me to help you?
We need to meet with Mr. Johnson from ABC Company. It would be a big help if you could arrange the meeting. If you could help me with the presentation, I'd be grateful. Sure, no problem. Did you get that okay?
Please finish this assignment by Monday. The finance director should be there. The meeting should be held at the Ark Hill Center. If there are any problems, please let me know. Be careful not to make the same kind of mistake again.
Skit 1. How's everything going, Tom? I know you've been pretty swamped lately. Everything's going well, Mr. Palmer, except for one thing. Oh, what is it? This copier. I really think we need to buy a new one. It's been breaking down about twice a week. Is that so? That must really make things difficult. I'll have Pauline take care of it right away. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. By the way, there's another change I want to make, if it's okay with you. What's that, Mr. Palmer? That's it. Mr. Palmer, I'd feel much more comfortable if you'd call me Don. Everyone else does. Oh, certainly, Mr. Don. I guess I'm still not used to calling my superiors by their first name. In our country, we sometimes work with people for months before we even learn their first name. Well, this is L.A. Here, we can go for months without learning a person's last name.
Skit 2.
Oh, Diane, I'd appreciate it if you could help me with the presentation I'm giving next week at Radco Electronics. How's your schedule today?
Well, it's pretty busy this morning, but I'll have some time between 2 and 3. Would that be okay?
Yes, that'd be great. Thanks. I'm going to talk about the marketing strategy for the new EBP, and I think you have an excellent grasp of the subject.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, how was the response last week at Intertech?
Well, there seemed to be a lot of interest in the EBP, but I don't know if they're ready to put in an order yet. Intertech seems to be pretty cautious.
Yes, that's true. But I'm sure you'll win them over, Mr. Young.
Diane, you don't have to call me Mr. Young. Everyone goes by first names here.
Well, actually, I'm from Boston, and I guess I'm still not used to how informal people are here in L.A.
I know what you mean.
Besides, to tell you the truth, Mr. Yamamoto, I find your first name kind of hard to pronounce.